Sean Azale, good morning.
Good morning, Thomas. It's great to be with you.
All right. The new book, The Murder of Sonny Liston, Las Vegas, Heroin, and Heavyweights. I am going to read it when I go on vacation in November because I'm a big fight fan. 1964 is when Cassius Clay beat Sonny Liston. Come on out. Come on out, Liston. Come on out, sucker. Come on out, sucker. All right. And then Sonny Liston died. What did he die of, and when did he die?
Well, both of those are the million-dollar questions, aren't they? So he dies probably sometime in the days before the 1971 turns, right? He dies in the Christmas break there. And the coroner calls it natural causes. There are heroin metabolites in his blood. The cops speculate maybe it was an accidental heroin overdose. But none of Sonny's friends believe that. And after 4 years of reporting, neither do I. That's why the book is called The Murder of Sonny Liston. I believe the preponderance of the evidence shows he was murdered. And in the book, I set out several distinct scenarios that I think all equally could have been the reason, the cause.
Like one.
Well, I found out, and nobody knew this, that there was a contract out on Sonny's life from a local drug dealer who thought that Sonny had ratted him out. That contract alone should have been enough to open a homicide investigation, but one was never opened. I also found out, again, nobody's ever reported this, that Sonny, in the last year of his life, was the subject of a federal drug sting. The feds found out that he was dealing cocaine from the Kino Room of the International, where he greeted people, right, handed out his business cards. He also dealt cocaine, and he had already had one meeting with a federal agent who was trying to entrap him, and the plan was get Sonny jammed up, wire him, and make him rat out all his mobster friends. That would have been enough to do Sonny, and there's a few other scenarios I raised. But Tom, what really sealed this title for me was when I got a 170-page transcript mailed to me in an envelope with no return address on it, that were the recollections of a Las Vegas police snitch who, a dozen years after Sonny's death, walks into the police station, says, "I know who killed Sonny Liston," and pointed the finger at, in the book, who I call suspect number one. This was a one-time hero cop who broke bad, and the snitch said, "This person told me that he killed Sonny Liston." And the last third of the book is when I track down that cop, I knock on his door, and you hear what he tells me.
It is fascinating. I'm not a fight fan, Sean Azale, but I got to tell you, the story that you have weaved, that you have told us about the murder of Sonny Liston, is fascinating. And well, because I like mob movies and things like that. But you really break it down to, you know, how first going to Vegas, what was it, to train for his match with Muhammad Ali, and taking a dive and how his life grew with the seedier side of
Las
Vegas.
Did he take a dive?
Well, you know, if you want to break it down, I know you guys are big Ali fans. In the first fight with Ben Clay, I think Sonny just took Clay too lightly. He didn't see five rounds coming. He thought he would be long gone by then. By the seventh round, he's like, screw it. You know, his shoulder was hurting him. He had an under-the-table clause where he could promote Ali's next fight. He just figured, all right, I'll promote it with me in it, and he walked away. So that was the No Mas fight. It was the second fight, which we can talk about if you want. It was actually a rescheduled fight. Sonny was in great condition, expecting to, with his rematch for Ali. Ali wound up having a hernia. It had to be delayed by the time they meet again in 65. Sonny is a much, much paler imitation of himself. Yes, I believe he took a dive, and I can tell you the reason is I interviewed somebody who said years later, when Ali was getting ready to face Joe Frazier for a $5 million purse, Sonny was very, very intemperately drunkenly walking around some ghetto bars on the west side of Las Vegas saying that Ali would owe him money for that fight because of the fall he took in 1965. Another reason people wanted Sonny dead, he was running his mouth way, way too much.
Mm.
Are you fearful for your safety?
Yeah.
Look, I've done this before. I mean, the list of people who, you know, somebody who is, you know, is vindictive would go after. There's many more people in front of me. But look, if I can get a case reopened, which I think should be reopened,
yeah,
I'm willing to take some, you know, a couple of nasty looks and some calls.
Well, it is fascinating. I'm telling you, it is really good. It is The Murder of Sonny Liston, and his name is Sean Assale. And we know your work from ESPN and your other books, but this is really, really good. It's good.
Oh, you guys are too kind. Yeah, I feel like this is the best book I've ever done. And I just think it's stranger than fiction, but it's true. It's all true.
Stranger than fiction is right.
All right.
Congratulations.
I'm reading this one.
You're great. Thank you. Have a great day.
The Murder of Sonny Liston.